USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More classified documents have been found, but this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking on Capitol Hill, says this is now a bigger issue.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Pence attorneys say he was unaware of the presence of sensitive documents at his residence. The Department of Justice and FBI have launched probes into how the documents wound up in the Pence home. Google is being sued by the Justice Department. The claim, Google conducted a campaign to stifle potential competition. 8 states also joining in on the lawsuit that targets Google's stranglehold in the online advertising market. The government also wants the company to be broken up. There's a tornado emergency in the Houston, Texas area. The National Weather Service confirms a tornado on the ground in the city of Pasadena. Severe weather has moved through southeast Texas all day. Should the Georgia special grand jury report into the 2020 election be released to the public? No, says Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
We think for future defendants to be treated fairly, it's not appropriate at this time to have this report released.
A decision on charges is imminent, according to Willis. Former President Trump under investigation for his efforts to reverse his loss to President Biden in Georgia. It's one issue that's uniting Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Ticketmaster's dominance following its merger with Live Nation. Ticketmaster under fire on Capitol Hill today for its mishandling of the sale of Taylor Swift concert tickets.
Ticketmaster had the temerity to imply that debacle involved in pre-ticket sales was Taylor Swift's fault. And may I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
Senator Richard Blumenthal went on to say that the issue is that Ticketmaster and Live Nation are a monopoly. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Los Angeles Angels are staying in Anaheim.
The Moreno family won't be selling the Los Angeles Angels after all. Team owner Artie Moreno announced Monday that the family is ending the exploratory process to sell the team and will maintain control of the franchise for the foreseeable future. This comes after Moreno announced he was exploring a possible sale of the ball club in August of last year. The Angels have struggled in recent years, missing the postseason for the past 8 seasons. Moreno originally took over the team in 2003, a year after the Angels won their only World Series title. I'm Lou Flores.
Walmart is raising its minimum wage to $14 an hour. It begins in March and equates to about a 17% raise for employees. The retail giant will also add more perks for its employees, including adding more degrees to its program that covers tuition. We're closer to the end than ever. So says the keepers of the doomsday clock. The bulletin of the atomic scientists moved the hands of the symbolic clock 10 seconds forward. That means the clock now says we are just 90 seconds away from midnight, the symbolic end of the world. Scientists say Russia's invasion of Ukraine has increased the risk of nuclear escalation, while the world still faces the climate crisis and biological risks such as the COVID-19 pandemic. Actor Austin Butler says Lisa Marie Presley was the most supportive person. Butler added he wished she were here to celebrate with him after being nominated for an Oscar for portraying her father in Elvis. Lisa Marie died earlier this month after suffering cardiac arrest. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.